Texte numéro 114. The world's population has reached 8 billion. Don't panic. According to the United Nations, the planet's population is due to reach 8 billion on November 15th. Alarm bells are clanging. Population pessimists have long predicted mass famine. Now they add prophecies of environmental disaster as a result of too many people. Others worry about the opposite problem, population collapse, due to low birth rates. In fact, looking at population change during the past decade suggests neither of these mutually contradictory divinations of doom will prove correct. It took a dozen years, from 1998 to 2010, for the global population to grow from 6 billion to 7 billion. It has taken the same length of time to notch up the next billion. Against the backdrop of catastrophizing, it is worth recalling what is behind this growth. Longer lives, improvements in nutrition and public health, falls in infant mortality, disease and maternal deaths in childbirth. The world's population carried on growing even in the teeth of the COVID-19 pandemic, despite the virus killing between 16 million and 28 million people. Not much evidence, then, of a global demographic collapse. Nor is one coming soon. On current trends, the global population will reach 9 billion in 2037 and peak at 10.4 billion sometime between 2080 and 21,000. The spectre of overpopulation looks equally unthreatening. The global population growth rate is falling fast. In 2022, it grew by just 0.8%, the lowest rate since the 1950s. As ever, the global average disguises big regional differences. About half the world's projected population growth between 2022 and 2050 will occur in just 8 countries. 5 of those are in Africa, the other 3 are in Asia. That will have both environmental and social implications. People in India and Africa pollute far less than their counterparts in America, Europe, or China. According to the UN, poor and lower middle-income countries account for only a seventh of the world's emissions of carbon dioxide. But 90% of population growth over the next decade will come from these less polluting countries. Globally, there is little evidence that population growth contributes as much to global warming as rising living standards do. A similar point can be made about aging societies. Shrinking societies certainly face social problems. One big one is that there are proportionately fewer people of working age to provide for those who have retired, implying higher taxes or lower spending on the elderly. Whether this constitutes a threat to civilization is not so clear. Rising productivity could well mean that fewer workers are needed to support a given number of retired people. None of this is to deny that the world faces big problems of environmental degradation and political upheaval. But the 8 billion mark does not portend demographic disaster. Adapted from economist.com, November 2022.